I don't know about you, but I eat breakfast every morning, either an egg or maybe cereal before going into the studio. At 4:30 in the morning, mostly it's hunger, but there is that advice about breakfast being healthy. Well, now that advice seems even more solid. NPR's Allison Aubrey has seen a new study published in the journal Circulation.
It's likely an understatement to say that most of us are creatures of habit. And one daily habit for Randy Mateka is, you guessed it, breakfast.
I usually every morning eat a yogurt and a banana.
I caught up with Mateka as he and a few coworkers made their way from a neighborhood breakfast shop here in D.C., cups of coffee still in hand.
So this is a habit you've got?
Yes. Yeah, I definitely do it every morning.
Now, breakfast has long gotten a good rap for everything from improving focus to losing weight. And ever since the 1960s, when researchers in Alameda County, California, linked eating breakfast, along with other healthy habits, to a longer lifespan, there's been a societal push towards breaking the fast.
Yes, it's really one of the simplest lifestyle changes we can make.
That's Eric Rim of the Harvard School of Public Health, yet he says not everyone has gotten on board.
We still see that 15 to 20% of the U.S. population does not eat breakfast in the morning. And to me, that's a lot.
So what's the possible downside of skipping breakfast? Well, prior research suggests it's harder to lose weight and keep it off if you don't eat a morning meal. And Rim was curious about a possible influence on heart health. So as part of a large long-term study evaluating the effect of diet on cardiovascular health, he and his colleagues kept track of the breakfast habits of nearly 27,000 men and followed up to see who among them had heart attacks.
We found that men who skipped breakfast had a 27% higher risk of having a heart attack over the 16 years of the study.
It sounds like a pretty good reason to eat breakfast, right? But wait a second. Is this a real biological phenomenon? Or is it just that people who tend to eat breakfast also tend to have lots of other good habits? They tend to smoke less and exercise more. Maybe that's what explains the benefits. Researcher Eric Rim says he and his colleagues did take into account the fact that the habits of the non-breakfast eaters in their study were different. But he says this did not negate the benefits.
It was somewhat surprising to us that even after we statistically account for differences in diet and smoking patterns and exercise patterns, even after accounting for all of that, you still see that there's the elevated risk of heart attack.
And interestingly, men who ate late at night also had a significantly higher risk of heart attack. So what's going on here? One possibility is that the timing of meals does matter. Researchers who study circadian rhythms say since eating helps to reset our internal clocks, eating in the morning may help keep our bodies and metabolisms on track. For now, there's no way to establish a clear cause and effect here. And certainly there are plenty of healthy people out there who don't eat a meal right after waking up. Take, for instance, dietitian Rachel Johnson of the University of Vermont.
I don't tend to wake up real hungry, and so I generally wait until I'm hungry.
Usually, this means a mid to late morning meal. Johnson says while there is a whole body of evidence pointing towards the benefits of breakfast, her advice is this: don't force it.
If you're not a breakfast eater, don't just add the calories in breakfast on top of what you're currently doing and expect that you're going to be sort of miraculously healthy.
Johnson says when it comes to eating first thing in the morning, let hunger pangs, not the clock, be your guide. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.